Teens don't have their priorities together. Everyone says they're going to do all these things, but in reality, no one ever does them. We have all these perceived slights, and most people aren't okay with that. They get sidetracked with short-lived attention and popularity. Goals are almost non-existent. I see kids older than I am on a daily basis that don't even know where to start with life. You have more tech in your pocket than people who started multi-billion dollar industries could ever dream of. The amount of teens right now that would rather go smoke weed with friends than put their time into something that matters is scary. People think that there's all these things you're supposed to do. You're supposed to go to high school and have fun. You're supposed to go to college, have more fun, and then you get into the real world and you don't know what to do.
And by the way, hold on. There's plenty of ways to have fun. Like, not every situation has to involve getting drunk or high. There's more ways to have fun. So let me ask you, Stony Bob, something. Let me ask you guys something. Are you worried about how you're gonna get your next weed fix? Or are you worried about how you're gonna give your audience the fix they need from your personal brand that you've been working so hard on? Right? Because while you got so high at Sydney's house last weekend, I just got a client that's willing to pay me 24.9 times what your wax pen cost you. God, bro, freaking sick of it. You don't even have to, like, be a social media genius. Like, is going to David's party really worth it when you could be making $200 on a weekend flipping old crap from your attic? Like, literally, go on eBay, look what items are selling right now, go to there's like a category, it's like everything else, go there, look what people are buying, find similar crap, put it on the internet, drive to their house, let them drive to your house, get the money, give them the item, that's it. Is the party really, really worth it? I don't think so.